One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is such a dumb thing, but I do wish I had played more pickleball than I did. 2025, do it.
Do it.
I want to stop gatekeeping everything in my life. I'm not going to say I'm going to do the splits because I just don't think that's possible, and I'd probably pee my pants and rip something down there.
You couldn't frown.
It's still hard for me.
Hey, low-rise
20 jeans creators.
Talk to us.
Pay for my tummy tuck, then I'll buy your freaking jeans.
Hi. Hey. It's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Guys, we have really big news. This month, the month of January, we're getting the third book of the Fourth Wing series.
Oh my god.
You don't understand how excited
I am. I did not know
I
where you're going with that.
I know,
but
I know. You don't understand how excited I am. I pre-ordered the book a year ago. When did I finish the other one?
I don't know.
It when I finished the other one. It was last year. I mean, it was in 2024, so.
No, the funniest part about this is like we were playing a game last
year
for New Year's Eve, and it's called Hot Seat, and we literally... Lauren's question was that we had to answer about her was, what is my guilty pleasure? And three out of four of us wrote like the guy in the Fourth Wing book. Like that's her reading Fourth Wing. Yeah. The guy in Fourth Wing.
They said Zayden.
Zayden. It's a guilty pleasure.
And I was like,
she
means
business.
No, it's real. It's real. It's a real world for me.
Yeah. I really, Fourth Wing's very good. Very, very good. It'll be fun to read the third one.
I'm going to trap myself away.
I know.
Do you commit to coming with me to an Airbnb for 2 days?
Well, you said end of January.
I think it's comes out when Maddie's here.
What?
Yes, it comes out the 21st.
Oh, I was going to say because we're going to be in California together for 5 days.
Yeah.
At the end of January. But you're not going to wait that long.
No. I've got to start it immediately.
Yeah.
I want to hide myself away for a full however long it takes me to finish.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I want to do.
That's what you shall do.
That's what I shall do, baby. Right now, I'm currently reading ACOTAR, and I'm finishing the second book right now, and it is so freaking good.
Yeah.
It took me longer to get into this one, like as into it as I was with Fourth Wing, but like now that I'm in it, it's like...
You're in it.
I'm in it.
She's too deep.
And I need you.
Because I know she doesn't even want to hang out with me at night. She literally just
literally
wants to read her book.
But I do hang. Like last night I hung.
Yeah, you know? But like this night you're probably not going to want to hang. Even though I want to hang.
I want to read.
I want to hang.
Like I'm at the end of my book. I have 10% left. You know when you're at that point in the book and it's like everything is happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
So you're choosing a book over me is what you're saying. That's all I'm hearing right now.
Literally crazy. I never thought I'd be that person because I didn't like
literally
a book.
I'm not gonna hang out with you. I'm gonna read my book.
I gotta read my bookie on my Kindle. No, literally, Kindle I never girl. Thought I'd be that person.
Because
I never read books. I literally didn't
the
read.
The thing with you is like I love and enjoy these books. Like I really do. Like I will get into them.
Yeah.
But you will literally shut out your life. I know. You get in it.
Like I'm hyper fixated.
Yes. It's good. It's good. But
it's all consuming.
Might have to wait till tomorrow. Sorry.
Gosh.
Just kidding. Anyway, welcome back to
part
two of our New Year's episodes.
Yes.
Last episode was super fun. We talked a lot about how last year went, what we want for this year. You guys had some funny submissions. So we're just going to pick up from where we left off with that. We have some more questions that we're going to answer about the new year. And let's do it.
Let's get started. Can I just say one more thing about reading? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
One little tip that I got because I was like dying.
What?
Sorry, say your.
I know what you're going to say, but just say it.
My like listening / reading. Yes,
then I'll say why it's funny.
Okay, so I was like fully against Audible and like listening to the books because I love reading them so much. But then I like posted, I was like, how do people like finish their books? Because all I can do is read at night and I don't want to stay up till 4 a.m. every night like I did with Fourth Wing. It's too much. And so people were like, well, during the day when you're getting ready or whatever, I listen to the audiobook and then at night I read when I like don't have the kids or whatever. And it's actually changed my life.
And it's very smart.
What's crazy is it what?
I'm just dying because this is literally what I was telling you. The whole time I was reading the last Fourth Wing.
But you never read it.
I know. Oh, I was saying while I clean, while I get ready, I'm just listening to it.
Yes.
I was like, it's great. And then you were just like, yeah, I like reading it.
Because this is the thing. And then you're
like, it's life changing. Everyone's
everyone's like, yeah, we've known about audiobooks. But the reason I'm saying this is because
it's a hybrid of it
because you get to read it. And I'll go back and read chapters that like I want to read, go back and savor.
Yeah.
But it's just so nice to help me get through the books without being like, I need to stay up till 4 a.m. to read this because I do get hyper fixated. Mm-hmm. But it's nice because your Kindle will freaking pick up where you left off on the audiobook. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to like try and search to where you left off. And then when you start listening to it, it picks up where you left off on your like reading on the book. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to like be able to jump back and forth. So anyway,
that is really nice. I didn't know that the Kindle had a speaker.
No, it doesn't have a speaker. Oh. I'm saying that like your Kindle knows what you've listened to on the audiobook. That's why it's been like,
okay. Oh, so from seamless. Your phone.
Yeah. From my audiobook.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's because sweet because you don't have to like, once you lay down to read, you're like, oh, I don't want to have to find where I left off. You just literally open it and it's like, jump to this
page.
That
is very nice.
Yeah. It's really freaking nice.
The only way I can finish books, like you said, or shows, the only way I could ever watch a show is when I'm cleaning, getting ready.
Yes.
In the shower.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can get through anything. Mm-hmm. Like if Bachelor's on or any of the shows that I like watching.
It's the downtime while you're getting ready. It's the multitasking. You can't do that with reading.
Yeah.
You can't
multitask. Well, it's just like once you have kids, like you just don't have time for that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, Derek and I will watch a show together at night, like one episode per night. It's like, well, we're not going to finish a show by just doing one episode a night. Like, so it's always the in between, the laundry,
it's getting ready, the shower. Yeah. So anyway, that's my hybrid.
We love it.
That has been working for me.
And we are happy. We are all happy for you.
Yes. Thank you. You are
doing that. Oh man. I really got to get into it. I'm only two chapters in. So
you are in for a treat.
I know.
It gets really good.
I'm thinking I haven't purchased the audiobook yet, and that's why it's just stayed there at like chapter two. You
got to.
Because once I get the audiobook, I'll start cruising.
Yeah,
it's like I just haven't got the audiobook yet.
You need to.
So there's that.
By the way, I'm reading The Court of Thrones of Roses, if I didn't say that. I said ACOTAR.
Yeah. People will know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
People will know. Anyway, people always say ACOTAR.
Let's jump into these New Year's things.
All right, yeah. Cut me off after my intro.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, I got to get back to the books.
Gotta tell you more about the books because
it's awesome.
I literally have it sitting next to me.
Well, I have to catch up to you because after this, I really want to read Throne of Glass and people say it's better. So you can't be going through so many books without me because we got to talk about it.
You just got to start getting on there.
She goes too fast. You go too fast.
It's just once I'm in, I'm in. But it took me a while to get in. Like, I wasn't in for a while. Like,
and I'm in. Like, when I start reading it, I'm like, ooh,
yeah. This but is no, exciting. I just hadn't read since like Lake Powell.
Yeah.
And so
it's true.
I took a little breaky and now I'm back in.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. All right. This is a question. It just says, what are you leaving in 2024?
Okay.
These are submissions from you guys. The top thing says my TikTok addiction.
Well, you might not even have to worry about that.
That if it gets banned.
I hope it doesn't.
My mom will not know what to do at nights if it gets banned.
Dear mom.
My mom turned to the ultimate scroller, which is so funny she doesn't have, like, she's not a social media person.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, sending her videos on TikTok and I was like, Mom, just make an account. She's like, I am not doing that. she doesn't follow anyone. She literally doesn't have a profile picture. I think she does follow us. Okay, just good. Us. But, yeah. Like, she's just totally under the radar.
Yeah.
But she's like, I stayed up till 2 a.m. watching TikTok.
It's so easy to get sucked in.
Honestly,
yes. That is true.
But she loves it. She has, like, purchased so many things.
TikTok shop.
It's every family party. She's like, I got this on TikTok shop. It's so funny.
Literally,
for her sake, I hope it doesn't get banned.
I know.
Not even because this is, like, our livelihood. Like, for my mom's sake.
Only, like, half because it's our work, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This says, this is hard, but I would honestly love to leave drama behind and focus on my kids and my core group of people who truly deserve all the best in the world. I concur to that.
No drama 2025.
No drama. Come on now. I always think people still have
drama.
People are dramatic.
Yeah.
As they come. And it's funny because you think that once you have kids, people around you aren't going to be dramatic anymore. They are.
I feel like we don't have a lot of drama though, in our lives.
No, no drama.
That's why we watch reality TV.
That's truly why we read books and we watch the TV, because we like it for somebody else, yeah. Not for us.
Yeah, but it's crazy out there that people are people have real life drama.
Oh, episode of, I'm so excited for the next season of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives
And those girls are our age. Like peers, yes. They're our age.
And they have the same drama every 2 seconds.
Got so much drama.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We watch it. We don't live it, but we love to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, that's great. Okay. Last year, just my husband and I, family of three coming in August.
Wait, what?
Wait.
How?
Wait.
Are you leaving behind?
Triplets? She's leaving behind the last year.
Family
just
of
my
three
husband.
Coming. Oh wait, she's no. Family of three, her.
Her, the husband, and the baby. Yes.
That took me on a journey. I was scared it was going to be a sad one. And then I was whoa, she's having triplets.
Roller coaster.
She is pregnant.
One baby.
Congratulations.
One baby.
You're gonna be a family of three. That was so confusing for some reason.
Family of three coming. Why do we even think?
I don't know. Anyway.
Family of
three.
That's
really, really exciting. Congratulations. All right. We're leaving behind negative feelings and behaviors. I don't want people talking poorly about me. So why do I feel the need to talk poorly about others?
Love that.
Let's do that too.
We never, ever would talk poorly about anybody.
No.
Leave that behind.
Yeah. No.
We try.
I mean, honestly, human nature.
You're gonna get bugged by people.
That was silly.
That was wacko.
And then you kind of say yeah, that was a silly. Yeah. And you're yeah, that was silly.
I feel there's different levels of talking bad about someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is bad mouthing people, and then there's sharing frustrations.
Yes.
That there's a difference. There's an actual difference there. People that will go around and just be like, she's such a freaking... that's scary.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And then there's a level of oh, they're bugging me. This is da-da-da-da-da. And then you get over
and
it.
And then you're done.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You gotta have your one person that you have to do that with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What if you just couldn't talk to anyone?
Yeah, so I'm not leaving it behind, actually. I'm gonna keep doing it. That's a great
one. Do love that. Just leave the negative
behind, baby.
Yeah, and that's such a good point. We don't want people talking bad about us.
So true.
Let's just
don't freaking talk bad about
let it
me.
Lie where it may. Okay,
let it lie where it may.
Okay, leaving behind excuses, holding myself back, swearing at other drivers. Love that, because in reality, I'm an even worse driver than them, and I have a toddler listening. and watching other people live their lives instead of living mine. Yes, those are good.
Those are good.
I love the car one. The road rage.
The road rage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Driving's so funny if you think about it.
Really?
We're all just a bunch of people in these honkers of cars.
Driving these vehicles.
Like, and we're just like, beep, beep.
Beep, beep. I'm beep, mad beep, at beep. You. You know, cut like, me off.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. And then if you get out of the car and it was just like walking, it'd be like, so weird to be like, but the second you're behind off, a car, like you're in the somebody really did the worst thing to me when I was driving once. Yes, I was in Salt Lake City, which I hate driving there because it's literally like just driving in the city is just stressful. And there's like one ways and it's, you don't know, la, 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 la. And somebody, like I was trying to turn left. Something happened and I had to like brake and like, I think it was like, I didn't go and there was a gap and I could have gone. And somebody was super pissed and they literally did the most profanity, like hand gesture to me. Like just imagine it. And I was like, what?
That just hurts. Like, your feelings.
Why did you do that to me? I'm 19. Like
it's so, I really do not understand the
people
like
get the rage
for. Like, I don't get it. Yeah. And like, if someone is about to like cause a crazy accident, you're allowed to be like, what the frick? Like someone's doing something crazy. But if it's like a little thing and someone's like, flips you off, it's like, dude, that's a real human being.
It's really
that.
Crazy. It is people crazy. Get really crazy.
I'm
on
not
the
gonna
roads.
Say, but some people in my family have got it bad.
I'm
not naming names on this, but it's actually not Derek. So yeah, anyway,
it's got the road rage.
Yeah, I did not get that gene, and I am grateful.
Yeah,
I will if someone's about to like hit me or I see something unsafe, I will honk though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for not, sure. And I'm not pissed at them.
Like
it's
just say like,
it's
hey,
just
don't hit
like,
me.
Hey, like letting you know, like ah,
like don't reverse.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
This year, one of my New Year's resolutions is to make a quality wardrobe, refresh my wardrobe with just pieces that I love, but not break the bank. I can do that thanks to Quince. I think everyone needs Quince's cozy Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They're so comfortable, and they're from $50. They also have really great activewear. Their moisture-wicking bras and leggings are designed to move with you during your workout. And there's no better motivation to get to the gym than feeling and looking cute. However you choose to refresh your look this year, all Quince pieces are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're able to do that by partnering directly with top factories, cutting out the cost of the middleman, passing the savings on to you. So Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And of course, they use premium fabrics and finishes for that luxury feel in every piece. Everything I have from Quince is so nice, feels so high quality, and it doesn't break the bank. One of my favorite sweaters that I've worn like every other day this winter is from Quince, and it's so stinking cute. So upgrade your closet this year without the upgraded price tag. Go to quince.com/fairlyodd for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/fairlyodd to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fairlyodd.
Oh, man.
Okay.
This is good.
Freaking low-rise jeans.
We talked about that
Thank
on the
you.
Last
we
episode.
We talked about this on the last freaking episode.
Yes, leave that behind. Yeah. Who's still making
I'm
those?
I'm sorry.
My mom will only buy low-rise jeans.
That's because she's a stick figure.
No, I know.
And she looks great in them, but like that's the type of person that looks good in them, and that is like 0.01% of the population.
But it's hard for her. She's sad. On the opposite, she can never find them. Like she literally searches and searches,
but
and she's
now
like,
that
all
in.
It is high-waisted baggy jeans. Can't find anything.
Like yeah, that's so true.
You know, it's so funny.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I will be. Yeah, we will forever
freaking
be leaving
low-rise jeans. The second
I will
get,
never put them on my body again. I'm confident.
Well, give me a tummy tuck, and maybe I'll consider.
Okay, true.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like, fix what has happened to me, and maybe I'll consider.
Talk to us in.
Hey, low-rise jeans creators.
Talk to us.
Pay for my tummy tuck, then I'll buy your freaking jeans.
So true. Pay for my tummy tuck.
Literally. Those efforts.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Talk to us in 2032 when we've both had a tummy tuck.
Whoa, that seems forever away.
It's not. It's like sooner. 6 or 7 years. When we're both done having kids, talk to us.
Talk to us.
After our tummy tucks.
And then low rise will be out again.
Low rise will be gone.
But if they're not low-rise jeans, pay for my freaking tummy tuck and I'll promote you.
Oh my gosh.
No, they look so cute on
they
like, the
really,
people.
When I see people rocking them, I'm like, dang.
It's just a flex.
It's
just
flex.
A literal
it's
flex.
It's fully
like,
a
good
flex.
For you.
Yeah.
You look happy and healthy.
Happy and
not
healthy.
Me.
No, but
yeah, I support the girls that can wear them. I support
no, we
you.
Are very happy
it.
For you.
I'm
don't want me
happy for you.
It's we don't just, want you to think we're hating on you. It's just
it's
a hard
just,
thing
like,
to rock.
Have a heart for us that can't wear them.
Yeah.
Bring back high-waisted yeah. up to the boobs.
Yeah. That was like all I wanted when I had my triple D boobs was like for people to like just understand how hard it was to find a swimsuit. And, you know, just like... Just validate me on that. Yeah. Of like, I'm happy for you.
Yes,
but like,
I'm
I can't fit
you,
in
but
any
like,
of this.
Size
so
extra large doesn't fit
doesn't
here.
Even fit.
Doesn't fit
can't
here.
Can't even wear anything. Can't yeah. wear a swimsuit. Everything's mm-hmm. hanging out from all places. Like, I see you and I feel you. If yeah. that's your problem.
Uh-huh. The big bazooms.
Yeah.
Big honkers. Big knockers, you could say.
Knocker.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Last one for this section is... Sleeping past 10 in the morning, I feel so lazy.
It has its place for me in my heart. And when it has its place is when we go
see
a concert.
It's like I can't condone this.
Sorry, I don't support. No, I support it in like an everyday life. Like let's leave behind sleeping in every single day, not doing anything. But let's also remember that some days when you need that break, sleeping until 10 a.m., 11 a.m. is necessary.
I agree with you.
I haven't slept into 11 in a long time. But yeah. I'm saying like as a kid when I was like
yeah.
a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let them sleep.
Totally.
Like once a week. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to ever have to yeah. do that again. You know?
No, I agree with you. I think my body at this point like just won't let me. I have to force yeah. myself to like go back
well,
to sleep.
Well, after the Billie Eilish concert, we
I
all
forced.
Slept until like 10:30 and I woke up so
Did you
delighted.
Sleep through? Because my body woke
I was
me
kind
up
of
at
like,
7. And then
I
like...
I was like rolling, but I stayed down
yeah.
and out.
Well, when you're sharing a hotel room, there's literally nothing else for you to do.
Yeah,
because I can't
to.
Just be
can't
up and about.
Up. Can't get up.
I can't be antsy.
Can't wake me up.
Walking around. So I was forced to go back to
Not
sleep.
After I declared I won't be getting up till 10:30.
No, seriously.
No, but that was glorious because I think it was like 10 when we all woke up.
Yeah, it's true.
Sick.
All right, guys, that was good. Okay, what do you wish you had done more of in 2024? Okay, what do Ooh. You wish you had done more of?
Oh my gosh. I feel like 2024 was my year of like travel. Like I feel like we
were
never like-
You were gone
like,
so much.
We were literally traveling constantly.
I feel like that's more usually people's is like I wish I would
travel
more.
So I feel so like that like, was a good like we did a lot and we hit a lot of places that we'd been wanting to go to. Well, I guess it was just Hawaii and Australia.
No, you went to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And California
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
New York and
oh yeah yeah yeah.
Are you forgetting?
Yeah,
you
I did.
Forgetting?
I okay. forgot. I never forgot.
Okay,
never forget. yeah. What do I wish I would have? Do you have one in mind? While I'm thinking.
I wish I this is such a dumb thing, but I do wish I had played more pickleball than I did in 2024.
Yeah.
I once a week is just like kind of sad. Like
you want more.
And even I mean I would miss a lot of weeks too, but I would love to do like 2 or 3 times a week and
yeah.
make that my exercise.
Yeah.
Wish I had done
it's
more of
really
it.
Really fun.
Wish I had entered some tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of miss it. Haven't
yeah.
played in forever. So we missed a lot of those trips. So I, in a sense, yeah. do wish we traveled more.
Yeah.
Because we had to cancel like 3 of those
so
trips.
Sad.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
I wish that we would have picked up volleyball earlier in the freaking year.
Yeah. That was a fun new thing though to carry into 2025.
Yes. Like I want to carry that into 2025 and play it all the freaking time.
Yeah.
I want to find a club.
Yes.
Like I want to find like people that we can go play with.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be so fun.
No, that would be so awesome. I'm trying to think. I feel like there were more random things. Like, I do wish I had read more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, reading more at the beginning of the year wasn't even a thing. So,
yeah.
it's like, that would have been fun.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Spending time with grandparents. Sorry, I just read someone's submission.
Aww.
I do wish I had spent more time with my grandma. And I'm going to do that this year.
That is a good one. Okay, so this year... I actually probably worked out the least amount of times I ever have worked out in my life. And that was super weird for me because I'm like a 5 to 6 type of workout type of girl. And I wish, well, it's not like I wish I would, I wish I would have.
Yeah, you like, were saying that the other day. You're like, I, this like, is this like year, weird.
My
I
goal wish I would have to like out. Get back to my like regimen where like I'm going every morning and it's not even a question. Mm-hmm. I think I've gotten like, since we traveled so much.
It's hard to keep a habit really when you're traveling. It's really
hard to like keep that regimen because you're like, I'm not going to the gym here while I'm in Australia. I'm going out and I'm surfing and I'm doing this stuff. Yeah. I was still active. It was just like, I kind of lost that like regimen that I had. So like, I had like a hard firm thing that I would do every day. And I was so used to that for so many years. And so I think, I wish I would have done, kept more of that like regimen, even when I was traveling to like make sure that I knew that I could still do it.
I don't know. Yeah.
So this year I'm like, that's wanting good. To do that again. Get back good. To my
do
roots
it.
On that.
Do it every day.
Yeah.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
Six days a week. You got it. I'll go with you. I do think there were two things that are just random that popped in my head that I wish I had done more. And one of them is spend more one-on-one time with each of the kids. Not like actually taking one of the kids, not having both like all the times, but just one. Because when we do that, it's like the most fun, most special time.
Yes.
And I wish I had done more of that. Mm-hmm. So I think this year I want to like, maybe switch off weeks or something and do like, and do one like week a mommy, I take something son with and a mommy, daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like switch off because I love that. The other thing is take more family photos. And I know you guys are probably laughing because like you have so many photos. But like I like in the prior years, we had like photos for every occasion. And I feel like I barely took photos this year.
Yeah.
Or like actual camera photos of like the kids. You know, I used to just I love photography. So I used to like just take a lot of real nice like camera photos of them. And I didn't this year.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of bummed. I'm like, wait, I don't have a lot of good photos from 2024 of like.
This year I'm bringing back my like DSLR. I took it on my last Hawaii trip because I was like, I actually do want to use this camera more.
Yeah.
But.
Because the year flies by so fast. I'm like, I'm not going to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You just want that. That's the important stuff. The memories, you know. For sure. Anyway,
I condone that.
All right, let's see what you guys had to say.
What do you wish you would have done more of in 2024? I wish I picked up more hobbies, talents, or rather continued the hobbies that I used to have. I became a mom this year, which I love, but it became so easy to put myself and my hobbies on the back burner.
That's so real.
That's so real and so easy to do because when it turns and it's like, it's not your world anymore. It's like you're taking care of this
and
person.
No matter what, you have the mom guilt in the back of your head if you're like taking time for yourself. Yes. Like, but my kids, like even though you devote your entire life to like your kids, it's still always in the back.
Yeah. I just feel like normalize having like a couple hours.
It's good for you. It's good for
an hour to like have your you time and like doing something that you love to connect to yourself.
Yeah, even if it seems like mom. Yeah, even if it seems like it's not important or you shouldn't be doing it, like if you want to journal for an hour, like go journal for an hour.
Or if you want to get a babysitter so you can read your book.
Yeah, get for an hour. No, literally, like literally. That's good for your mental health.
Oh, whoops.
What just flew in?
That was a little fluff.
Where did it come from?
The ground. I think it's from your thing, but it was on my foot.
But how did
like
it get went over like
this
there?
And it went flew.
Weird.
That's, anyway.
Okay. All right, this one says songwriting, sewing, and consistent workouts. Ooh. I feel like that's kind of what, are you going to be
hitting the songwriting?
Yeah.
I just, I actually wrote another song this last year. But I have so many that I just, I think a goal for me this year is like actually executing, prioritize like I said
music.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Like actually just, I have these things and I keep like wanting to perfect the way I release them. And then it stops me from releasing them.
Yeah.
Cause it's just, too overwhelming.
It's too big. You just got to get it out there. Like just you said with the children's
book.
That's
what I'm saying is like, it's the hardest part.
People
is just
want to hear
it out there.
They don't like, don't work it up. Like people just want to hear it.
Yeah. So anyway,
releasing she will be doing that this year
that I have. Things I wish I would have done more of is realize that life just isn't that serious. You know what?
You know what?
Yeah. Sometimes it can be heavy and deep.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just got to laugh at
yeah.
the little things in life and not take everything so seriously, because we're all just basically in a simulation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're just going through life. We're just
all going through
everyone's
shit.
Everyone's just trying.
And if this isn't like reading all these and seeing how like hard of years people have had in 2024, if it isn't just a testament to everyone goes through shiz, like no matter who you are, where you are, what you do, like everyone's going through something.
Yeah.
And so like we gotta get through this life somehow. And I think with a little bit of humor and a little bit of less heaviness and sadness in our hearts, I think it'll make it a little easier.
That. Love that little speech. That was good.
Thank you for that.
That was really great.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I'm touched.
I'm touched right now. And it's not that serious.
It was actually really good. Into that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was my sermon.
You're gonna change someone's life.
That was my sermon.
Oh man. Okay.
Okay, so in high school, I never had issues with zits or acne. Tell me why, now that I'm a mom of two and I'm 30 years old, I'm having hormonal acne show up. It is the most frustrating thing ever. Feeling confident in your skin starts with getting expert care. That's why we're so excited to partner with Apostrophe. Whether you're dealing with acne, signs of aging, or dark spots, Apostrophe helps you get access to the right treatments for your skin. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne and dermatology treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to medications and use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals, medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even back, chest, and butt acne. Treat breakouts from the head to the toe. My skincare goals this year are to reduce the hormonal acne and improve my skin's texture and keep the fine lines and wrinkles at bay. I love this service because I have access to an expert derm team and a tailored treatment plan that's simple to sign up for, and there's no in-person appointment or trip to the pharmacy needed. We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/fairlyodd when you use our code fairlyodd. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/fairlyodd and click get started, then use our code fairlyodd at the sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Oh, someone said this. Wish I had taken more pictures. There's no such thing as too many photos, especially when you lose someone close to you.
So true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's like one of the most important things, having those memories.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Alrighty, moving on to New Year's resolutions. Have you even thought of your resolutions for this year?
Just like a few of them.
Yeah. Are you going to share?
Which I already kind of shared.
Yeah, you did. Like, working
I want to get back to my, like, it's just like we traveled so much that like I got really out of a routine and I want to find my routine again and like love it, you know, because working out makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So I just want to like get back into my routine.
Totally.
And like feel like I'm on top of things. Because I felt a little bit like I was drowning half the year. You know what I mean? Like just I let work build up and like things were just kind
of
crazy.
You just
want
to stay on top of things.
I want to stay on top of it.
Have a good
feel.
Have a good routine. It's literally all about having a good routine.
Yes.
It's hard to do that traveling so much. So.
It really is. It honestly is.
But it's also hard to say no to a trip. Yes. That you want to book.
You're like, I do want to live my life. Yeah. But I also feel like I am drowning.
That was like a little bit why we didn't go to... That was kind of a lot of it why we didn't go to Thanksgiving in Hawaii. I was just like, it
at the
felt
time,
like
you were
too
like
much. We were both drowning. And then Derek was like, yeah, I just like, we've been gone so much. I don't want to do that flight again. And it just seemed like overwhelming.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We said no to that, but a little regret. I mean, it was so fun for you guys, I do feel like we like got in a good routine and
that
I was not
good.
Stressed with work. So like there's pros and cons.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
But,
and finding that balance, maybe like, because I know we're never gonna not travel.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to figure out a way to feel like I'm not going to drown every time I do travel.
It's just like, yeah. And the timing of things was kind of crazy with your guys' trips. It was like back to back to back to back.
Yes.
If you can figure out a way to like space them well enough that you can like, plan ahead.
It's always like, oh, I have an empty year. Then all of a sudden it's literally full. Not empty.
Yeah. I already feel like this year is kind of filling up with stuff. I'm like, oh wait, this month is this. This month is this. And it's kind of crazy. That.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's really what life is.
Oh my gosh, so grateful for the life experience.
Oh, of course.
Would choose it every day. But
love it. It just is crazy how that happens when you're like, oh, I'm craving a routine. And then all of a sudden it's like this and this and this and this. But it's good. Okay.
What about you? What are your, what's like one that you're thinking about?
I honestly, the sad part is I have not like sat down and thought about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it takes me like a long time to like figure out exactly what I want. I literally don't, I actually don't have one for like right now. I mean, I know there's things that I want to do, but it's like a good, like New Year's resolution. I'm like, I don't know.
Do you have any like that friends and family have said to you that kind of stuck with you that you liked?
I feel like I haven't even talked about it with anybody. Like you're the first person I've even talked to about any New Year's stuff.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I haven't talked about it. I don't know. Next question. I don't know. Remember that question? We're like, this is too hard. Shut me down. I don't know. It's shutting me down.
Okay. Let's see.
I'll keep thinking. I'll keep pondering while we're doing this.
Ponder then, on. We can read some of these submissions that you guys did for New Year's resolutions. Maybe it'll spark something in you.
Yeah.
This first one says, learn sign language, get a boyfriend. One may be easier than the other.
That's amazing.
Wait, I love that.
Sign language would be amazing
so
to know.
So cool to know.
And getting a boyfriend.
And that would be fun too.
I mean, not for us, but that's awesome. Okay, this one says, do the splits. Should that be mine?
Honestly, I love that.
Be more flexible.
That was Tanner's 1 year. Did you know that?
No,
he wanted
to
be able
to
do the splits 1 year.
Did he do it?
He got a lot more flexible and he would do the like wall splits on the wall every day and he got like lower and lower. He never could do the full splits, but I was proud of him for getting more flexible.
Yeah.
Now stretching is like a huge, and more mobility is like a huge part of Tanner's routine, which is sick.
Okay, that's really sick because, well, I hate stretching. I don't like yoga and I'm not flexible. So that the could trifecta. Be a good, yeah,
it that could be a good goal.
It could
for
be
you
a good
really
one. Like
good.
Be more flexible. Yes. I'm not going to say I'm going to do the splits because I just don't think that's possible. And I'd probably pee my pants and rip something down there. But like, I think
never
that
being
more flexible.
Yeah.
Can you picture me in the splits? I can't
it
even sit cross
amazing.
Again.
I dare you to have that as your goal.
Okay. This did spark one actually.
Okay.
New Year's resolution is to cook more home meals.
Ooh,
like
yeah.
at home.
Yes.
Like I want... That was something I wanted to do more this year. And I feel like I fully used DoorDash and like went out, like just not enough home cooked meals and like learning.
That's another part of like traveling a lot. Like I feel like you just get out of the routine and then it's easy to just be like, oh, just DoorDash. Oh,
yeah. I think one of my New Year's resolutions will be make one new recipe a week and I'll start there because that's like, for me, the baseline is
like
zero.
Yeah. Literally.
So one new recipe a week would be like, okay,
be
you got to plan it out. You got to,
That would be really good. That's actually a really good one. I might steal one of those.
Steal that. Steal that.
This one says, my New Year's resolution are working out almost every day. Any recommendations on where to start with? Read more, learn a new hobby, and not get sick so much.
Oh, I would love if you could choose not to get sick so much. But,
with kids, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Burn
boot camp, baby. That's when I started.
I feel like doing a group, like a class with a group,
motivates
so
you
fun. And it's so motivating and
it
if you
sounds
go,
scary to like go put yourself out there and be in a group class, but it actually is like people are just so nice and it's like fun, the
and the energy is there and you don't have to like it just pushes you to do more and better. I feel like if there's instructors, they'll help you. I would like do that.
That's awesome.
Next one.
Sorry, I had a thought in my brain. And then
you had a fart in your brain.
A thought. I have a stuffy nose though. Thanks for pointing it out. Sounds like I said fart. They just sound the same. Okay. All right. This one says journal every week. I think it will help slow down the year and help me be present. The thought that I had in my brain is I think I would love to be able to handwrite a journal. But I just know I'm not going to like keep that up.
My wrist hurt thinking about it.
I was thinking if like every day I could have like an online app journal and just talk into it and be like, today was amazing. Sunny did this for the first time, da 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 da. And just talk to it for like 5 minutes. Write a journal entry, but it's typing it for me.
Yes.
I could do that.
Yeah. You could do that on your phone. You could use your voice app.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the thought that was making me pause. Yes, you should
definitely do that.
Because how cool would that be to like go back and look at all your entries of the day and like, or if something happens, you just talk and then it just types for you, because writing does take a good chunk of time, which I don't have to do, but I could talk really fast and just like get it out.
I love that.
So if you don't have time, maybe that's a good option, but you want to start a voice
memo journal.
Yeah.
Or you could do the notes app and do like the speak to text.
Yeah.
This one says date night at least once a month. And that is.
Oh, that was a resolution of ours. Once a week date night.
We say once a week date night. Yes. No questions asked.
That would be so fun.
I need it. I literally need it.
I want to find a unique and fun party trick and perfect it.
Okay, that's actually amazing.
And very useful, because that comes up a lot where they're like, do something. You're like,
you never know.
I'm too embarrassed.
Who you're going to impress with that little party trick.
What was your ears is your nose? Your nose button. Yeah, Lo has a nose that you can push and it like does this weird, I can't do it.
It's so doing it. Satisfying.
Anyway.
It's a button and it click clacks.
Yeah.
What's your party trick?
I don't have one. That's why I'm saying this is a good New Year's resolution.
Yours that was like funny that you couldn't do was that you couldn't frown.
It's still hard for me.
Show everybody your frown if you're watching. Sarah can't freaking frown.
It's really hard for me. Wait, okay.
Just anything but a frown.
No, I can do it. Remember how I learned?
Mm-hmm. It took you time.
Like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, but not like with the lip, but just go. When?
That's not a party trick.
That is a party trick. I've never met somebody that can't frown.
Listen, I can because I've done it before. This is making me frustrated because you know I can used to be able to do it.
Yeah. It was really hard for you. Your lips are shaking.
Is it working?
You're getting trembling. You're starting to tremble. your muscles are getting so exhausted. They've never worked in this way. Duck lip. This is my frown. It's like
my daddy face.
It's like when you tell your friend to make the ugliest face they can make, and they're like, they just don't have one.
I can't do it.
Oh my gosh.
How do you do it? Let me watch you close up. How do you use your lip do that? Yours is so prominent.
It's a frown. Like this. Oh, there it is. You had a little angst on the corners there.
The underbite. Maybe I have jaw problems and you're making fun of me.
That's really good. Keep working on that. Maybe that'll be your news resolution. That you can frown.
Are you doing it?
No. It's like this. It's like a flat line. She'll learn at some point. But anyway, that's your party trick. Actually, it's my party trick to show about you.
You always say it. And then I can't do it.
Your lips are trembling.
This is pissing me off.
I'm so tired.
I'm just going to say it.
Can't do it. All righty. This next one says, train for a half marathon. Oh, still working on it?
Okay, sorry.
Train for a half marathon. I've done that, dogs. And Sarah's still trying to frown.
Okay, I'm done. I just know I can do it. So I just don't.
We'll come back. We'll circle back next episode. You're going. You feel claustrophobic in your own skin.
No, I'm sweating because I know I can do it. Why is my face doing that? It's like not even funny. It's literally a camera because I think I want to cut the camera so I can do it. Stop. stop laughing at me.
Cut the cameras.
Cut the cameras. I'm going to do this.
When I can do this.
Holy hell. Okay, move on. You can't frown.
It's okay.
Okay, moving on. Okay, train for a half marathon. Lauren did this.
I've done this and it totally sucked. But then the marathon day, the half marathon day was like one of the funnest days ever.
Yes.
It was so worth it.
That's
training
true.
Was freaking hard and like annoying, but like
I know I couldn't do this, but that is such a good news resolution
really good.
For people.
Go for that.
Love it.
Fun Kay. Stuff.
As a new mom who struggled with body image since puberty, my resolution is to speak to myself in my mind the way I would speak to my precious daughter.
I love that.
That's a good
thought.
No,
like,
seriously.
Always remembering, like, have you seen the trend where it's like when you're getting mad at your husband and then you remember this is who he is and it shows the
like
picture
the
of him
kid.
As like a little kid.
Oh yeah.
I think about that. Like, think about that as yourself.
No,
like
seriously.
How you would you ever talk to your little self like that?
We had the same thought of someone that doesn't have, like, if you don't have a daughter or something, mm-hmm. like talk to a younger yourself.
Yeah.
Like
look
girl.
At an old picture yes. of you and be like, I would never say that to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so
that's
good.
Actually good.
That's
love
a,
that.
That's a really good one.
When I was looking to hire an assistant, I really wish that I had heard about Indeed. It's a way to find the right people that you want to hire quickly. So when it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job seen post on other job sites. Indeed Sponsored Jobs helps you stand out and hire people fast. With Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to the Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast because you can just put what you're looking for exactly on the website and then it will pull up the best candidates for the jobs that you're looking for, and it makes hiring very, very easy. Plus, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for the results that you're getting. But if you want to know how fast Indeed really is, in a minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed according to the Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed, and listeners of this show will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/fairlyodd. Just go to Indeed.com/fairlyodd right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/fairlyodd. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
My New Year's resolution is to keep my room clean because it's constantly a bomb and I'm literally supposed to be cleaning it right now. Honestly, I can relate so hard to this. And I actually had to have organizers come into my closet to help me because my stuff didn't have a place. When it came time to putting things away, I was just overwhelmed because, like, I know it's just going to be like a little mess in a different place. You know what I mean? Like, it's never actually all the way clean. So then it just felt overwhelming.
Having a spot for everything is life changing.
Now have a place for everything. And so even when I do have like to unload all of my like suitcases or whatever, and it's like a bomb, at least I know where it goes. So I would say if you struggle with this, like me, go through your clothes, donate the ones that you don't need. Cut down to the mm-hmm. stuff that you really love mm-hmm. and then have everything have a place and yes. it will help you so much.
Yes. That's a good one though. Keeping the room clean.
Keep that room clean, baby.
Yeah. I want to stop gatekeeping everything in my life. It's one of my deadly sins and not a girl's girl of me.
You're just
not girl's
girl
of me.
What are you hiding?
What are you
send
gatekeeping?
Us your favorites.
No, literally.
Send us what you're gatekeeping. I want to know.
We want to read these on the podcast.
Prove it. Prove it. If you're not going to gatekeep anymore, tell us what you're gatekeeping and we will share it.
We will introduce that on the next episode. If you can send this to us in the Fairly Odd Sisters DMs.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's actually so good. I love that. Become more of a girl's girl, as you could say.
Yeah.
You know, support them girls. All right. This one says, I'm a professional volleyball athlete, so I have to take care of my body. I'm committing to meal prepping healthy and nutritious meals throughout the year better than I did in my college years. If you have any good meal prep ideas, let me know. Okay. I do have to shout somebody out.
First of all, I'm actually honored that we have a professional volleyball player following listening to our podcast.
That just settled down in my body. And now
I'm like,
want
Lauren,
to be
this
their
is
best
a big
friend.
Deal.
Please let me play with you.
Oh,
she's a professional.
Gosh. She's a professional.
Listen, I could get there with a little bit of help from you. And if this is my
her this life is, my call is out to you. And she's like, just please come and play some volleyball with us.
You would make my life's dream come true if I could play.
I was just so confused how you were like casually skipping over that, because totally, we just talked about how we loved.
I read it like volleyball, like a fluff ball. I didn't even like let it soak in, and then when I did, wow, I feel like so excited.
What were you? What? Yes, that's amazing.
Oh, I was gonna show this person to follow because I have been sending his meals to Tanner. And I'm like, I gotta do this. This is gotta be one of my. This has gotta be one of my New Year's resolutions. He makes healthy, crock pot meals that all can go in
the meal prep.
Yeah, you make them like meal prepped.
Oh, cool!
And they're like really delicious looking, like really healthy, slow cooked meals. And they're so easy because you just throw them in the crock pot, cook them, and then you have like all the meal prep done, and you can put them in your freezer, heat them up when you're ready to eat them.
Love that.
And it's like lunches.
Send me this guy.
I need to show what his name is.
Yeah, okay. Tell his name so that she can write it down, because that would be awesome.
Okay, so his Instagram name is stealth_health_life. You guys, he popped up on my For You page, and he has like 3 million followers, so he's like, you probably have heard, maybe seen some of his videos.
I've never heard of him.
Literally, they look so freaking good. Oh, and they're just these easy, slow, like slow cooked meals. And they're healthy.
Wait, I love
that. Like, anyway, honey teriyaki chicken and rice. Sure. As a meal prep.
That's awesome. Wow.
Sheet pan breakfast burritos.
I would love that.
Anyway, you guys.
Okay.
That's so, where I'm going to start getting some meal plans from, because I can do a crock pot.
That's so helpful for her probably, because I wouldn't know where to start with like which meals do I get. I love that though, because taking care of your body, especially when you have like a sport, like you're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And it's just like you don't have an option other
than like you got to eat.
You can perform.
You got to fuel your body with protein. Yeah,
you can perform so much better if you are taking care of yourself. So yes, that's like
you got to have the carbs, the protein, the fats. Yeah. It's got it all.
We'd love to watch you play a game.
I'd love to like watch you, but also
one of your games.
Like I'll totally, totally play with you if you're just like casually playing. Whatever. No pressure.
Love it.
That's amazing.
Okay, this one says, no more surrendering to my comfort zone. It is time to take that leap and become a conscious creator of the life and love I want and deserve. Okay, I love that. Like just creating the life that you want.
Create the life you want.
And taking the, it sounds cheesy, but it's like, no, you have to take the steps to do that.
Yes.
You can't actually just sit there and like expect the life to change. You have to go and get it.
Things don't change unless you start changing them.
Whoa.
Quote me on that.
Quote.
No, there's actually a quote that I was trying to recall.
And I could tell you were doing that, but it's then I just decided to make that a
and
new
let's
quote.
Let it
for
lie
you.
Where it may. You know?
Let it lie where it may.
Okay. If you know, you know with that one.
Yep.
Okay. This one says, my goal is to stop doom scrolling on reels and wasting my day away. I want to become a more productive and go to bed feeling like I accomplished something.
Love that.
Yeah. I love a checklist. You should start doing checklists.
Yeah. Oh, to-do lists are my jam.
To-do lists are everything.
Yeah. Love them.
Love that. Start there.
I would love to learn to be okay with sitting still.
Wait,
LOL.
This is the opposite of the last person.
I know.
We have two fully different people right here.
Yeah. Learn to be okay with sitting still. LOL. I always feel so guilty if I'm not doing something productive. I have a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I truly do. I have this problem even if I'm watching a show with Derek at night and I've had a full day of like work and kids and like cleaning, and I like can't sit on the couch. He's like, just sit down. Like you don't need to be doing something right now. Like whatever you're doing, sit down. But then I feel like I actually would put this on my New Year's resolution. Like be okay with like doing sitting nothing down. And sitting and not thinking of and that involves like not thinking about the stuff that I have to
like
do.
Actually just whoop,
just
that's
checking
why I like
out.
Reading.
Yeah.
Because it fully makes
it forces
you, have
you
to
go to a different world.
You should do it.
I know. I really did like the fourth wing. Like,
because the second you literally, because you can't multitask. That's the whole thing. That's why I don't love listening.
Yeah.
Because I have to be doing something while I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
And it like doesn't let you fully.
Yeah. Check out.
Zoop.
Yeah. It's zoop so true.
Love that. This one is, I would love to get back into volunteer work, specifically guide dog training. Volunteer work is so rewarding, but seeing a puppy I trained be able to eventually guide a sight impaired individual is heartwarming. That like literally is so sweet.
That is
amazing. I'm still in contact with the first visually impaired person who received a dog I trained, and hearing their story warms my heart.
Are
That's
you
like
kidding me?
So sweet.
That is amazing. Like, I don't actually think about, like, I've never you have to thought do the training about for that. The training yeah. of the dog that helps the, like, that how rewarding that is for them.
Dogs are crazy.
Dogs are so great.
Like, how the freak do they know how to
you
do this
You don't see
shit?
A cat walking around no. with a leash.
Cats are just, like, there to be this fluff
Cats
ball,
are just
you know?
Selfish. But selfish like, creatures. Wanna, dogs are just...
I want to, like, cuddle the cat, but, like, dogs are so free. Cats are so smart, they just won't do
no,
it.
No, they are.
You know what
no,
I mean?
Cats are amazing. I love cats. Like, when I say they're selfish, like, they are like, a little bit.
They're smart enough like, to do it, but they won't
They're
do
not
it.
Out dogs, there saving lives. Sorry.
Dogs are just, like, so... Like, they'll just take care of the person. Like, yes. I see these videos of, like... when they're having like they're and they get medicine for the person yes. and like they can tell that they're seizing so they oh. go and help them. I'm like, how do freaking dogs do this?
It's crazy. No, they're amazing, but anyway, that's really such cool a cool that you do job
that. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say is that's so interesting.
I didn't even know you could like do that. That's crazy.
You do a job that's very rewarding,
very cool.
Yeah,
and it's a volunteer thing.
Yeah. Okay, one of mine is to find humor in more situations in life, especially in times when I would normally find myself being frustrated or angry. Also, love the pot.
Thank you. Yes to this. Yes to this. I like think that this year I want to work like this last year. I tried to like work on if like I did something dumb, laughing at it instead of like being upset if like Tanner was laughing at me about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like more just being like, you're right. That was freaking funny. Like yeah. that was dumb. Like yeah. laughing at yourself yeah. makes it so much better and like just relieves the
yeah
stress in it, you know?
Love it.
Just make life more fun.
Yes.
I love that. To be that bit.
To be that bit. That's a good one.
this one says, in 2025, I want to be a creator more than a consumer, especially outside of the digital space. Maybe I'll knit my first pair of socks or finally learn to go backpacking.
That's very awesome. Cool.
Love that.
I like that. A creator more than a consumer.
Love that. Yeah, that's what the whole thing is just like doing. Like, yeah. I think
that's
the a
theme.
Lot of people's. That's the
that's
theme,
the theme
is
that
like,
we're seeing.
I just want to do the stuff. And it's like, yeah, just freaking do it this year.
2025, do it.
Do it.
Nike.
Don't not do it.
Oh, man. Okay. This is the last one, the last submission. It says, me and my husband are trying to conceive and I want to start a journal to our baby once I get pregnant. Mm. I had a chemical pregnancy back in mid-November, so I want to be very intentional once I get pregnant. Mm.
Same.
That to end on. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a really cool thing. That baby like would imagine reading something that your mom wrote when you were in her belly.
Yeah,
like that's
just, like,
really
to know
special
how
to
much
be like
they want you here you
yeah
know?
And to be like this age like mm-hmm. I'm jelly. I wish I had done that I with know. My kids. That's so
really, really
special
sweet. I love that idea. All right, all the baby vibes.
All right, guys, I feel like that was a good kickoff to the new year that. To like think about it, see what everyone's trying to do this year.
It gives you
what?
Like it sparks ideas to like remind yourself.
Yeah,
don't get too overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Just pick a few things that you want to start throwing in yeah. to work on.
And I love that we can like bounce off each other, get ideas. Hopefully these episodes helped you do that. Mm-hmm. We can all get on a good track and have a good 2025.
Yes.
It's going to be a great year.
Yes.
For all of us. We're manifesting.
Yep.
We love you guys. Thanks for watching every week and for supporting us always. You're the
love
best.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.